We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Bull and the Fox with you on the Fan. Kevin Kugler is a great play-by-play guy. Doing games on Westwood One NFL. He does college basketball, does college football. Excellent play-by-play guy, and he joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, Kevin Kugler. Kevin, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I was expecting you to announce a different play-by-play guy with that introduction. I was anxious to hear who you guys had on.
Well, it's you, but you don't think you're good?
Well, you know, I'm okay. I'm working, which is, I guess, a good thing compared to where I was a few months ago, sure.
You know, Kevin, in all seriousness, you know, there's not a lot of there's not that many national play-by-play gigs in radio, right? Especially for the NFL. So, yeah, I'd say you're doing pretty well for yourself.
All right, well, good. Then I'll ride with that. I appreciate the introduction. It's good to be on with you guys.
Yeah, it is, Kevin. And you know, obviously, it's been a crazy year. You know, in every aspect, really, of life, and football is no different, especially college football. We just got word that the Oklahoma game's just been canceled. It's crazy from a broadcaster standpoint. Like, how has it been from your perspective in terms of calling games, in terms of kind of always waiting for maybe the game's going to get canceled? How's that been?
Yeah, it's been weird, that's for sure. You really have to be as flexible as you can with all of your plans. I mean, you're sitting around prepping and you know what, the NFL has been really good about this. We're, you know, the game gets postponed from tomorrow night to Sunday afternoon, but we're going into week 12 and we've seen everything happen so far. We've seen all the games played. Obviously there have been some delays, but everybody's on pace right now for a normal, if you can call it that, 17-week season with all 256 games being played. But you just kind of have to, every week and really every day, I'll look on Twitter and see, okay, what's Tom Pelissero saying? What's Mike Garofalo saying? What are these guys saying about who's tested positive, who hasn't tested positive? Is there going to be enough of a position group to be able to play a game this week? It's a constant every single day, sort of just holding your breath. Our crew mantra all year has been get to the weekend, get to Sunday, get to the game. And I never feel very good about it until I see both teams on the field warming up. And then I think, okay, we're actually going to play football today. That's another week chalked off towards the end of the season.
Kevin, what's your assignment this weekend?
Well, it depends on what you're asking. I did a basketball game earlier today. I've got Washington-Dallas tomorrow afternoon on Westwood One, and then I've got Cincinnati and the Giants on Sunday.
Okay, no college this weekend then for football, right?
No college.
Okay. What do you make of this, just the NFL season overall? I mean, it seems like we're pushing through. You mentioned we've kind of had to adapt to some degree. You've done some college games, of course. I know you do some BTN stuff and some Fox stuff. Like college has been way more in trouble than the NFL to this point. I mean, we've got like 15 games every week that gets canceled. What is the NFL doing right to be able to keep on pressing on?
Well, I think one of the things the NFL does is there's a significant financial incentive both for the owners of the teams and for the players on the teams to be able to complete this season and to be able to play these games. And I think there's a significant amount of professional accountability that goes on these NFL teams. I mean, if you are out screwing around and breaking protocol, you're putting the team, the season, and everything else in jeopardy. So I think you really have a lot of teams that have taken this sort of as a badge of honor almost. We are going to try to get through this thing as seriously as we can, knowing that this will, and I'm saying this with fingers crossed, knocking on wood, all the other things, knowing that we don't have to do this again next year, that maybe by next year, with a vaccine fully spread across the country, that we'll be back to normal, fans will be in the stands, and we can play football as we normally have. I think it's they're looking at it as a one-season kind of thing, and they're taking it very seriously. Not to say that it's not happening at the college level, but it's a lot easier when you dangle the financial incentive of you're not going to get paid if this gets screwed up in front of guys at the NFL level that you can't necessarily do for people at the college level. And as a father of a college student, I know it's sometimes hard to convince a college student that you're going to change the way you live your life when there's a lot of fun being had on a college campus and you realize that you're probably not as at a significant risk factor as people who are of an older age.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that's a big factor. You're right. College kids, they're in the dorms. They're going to parties. You're not seeing that as much in the NFL. And the NFL has one governing body for all 32 teams. College football has multiple governing bodies, even within the conference to some degree. Each school has their own governing body. So it's really it's not an apples to apples comparison.
No, and those governing bodies, especially at the conference level, players understand they have no teeth. I mean, is anybody who is a player, say, in the Big Ten Conference really concerned about Kevin Warren coming down hard on them if they go to the Halloween party? Of course not. That's not a thought that crosses anybody's mind on any college campus. When if you're an NFL player, you're concerned that Roger Goodell can take your money away. Because you know what? Roger Goodell can take your money away. And so you're a little bit concerned about that. There is a threat there. Again, that financial threat is a significant threat. And it does not carry – there is no financial threat at the college level. Your team's 1-4 through five games. Your focus is probably not the same as somebody who's playing at Ohio State.
Kevin, just want to get your thoughts. We'll talk a little Browns here in a minute. But college football rankings come out last night. Ohio State ranked number 4. They kind of drop below Clemson. You've got Northwestern right there in the top 10 as well. It seems like they're kind of – on a path to collide for the Big Ten championship. Anything surprise you last night with the CFP rankings?
I think there's always a little bit of me that is surprised to see Northwestern ranked as high as they are. And you know, it's credit to Pat Fitzgerald and what he's done with Northwestern. But there's a good body of my life that has seen Northwestern not be in any conversation at any time for any significant college football honors. So to see them in that position is always something that I kind of have to look twice, even though I know they're good, even though I know they've beaten good teams, even though I know they're playing good football, I still kind of blink at that and think, wait a minute, one of these things is not like the other in this list. You got Clemson, you got Alabama, you got Ohio State, Northwestern? What are they? I mean, it's almost you almost expect someone to say, sorry, we had a misprint there. That's not Northwestern. We're going to fix that and we'll get it right back to you. So that's the thing that surprises me the most when I look at the college football rankings, and that's a me thing. That's not a Northwestern thing. That's a lot of years of watching Northwestern football not be very good.
We're talking with Kevin Kugler, Westwood One, Big Ten Network. Kevin, you know, as you said, you've been watching a lot of football for a lot of years, both college and pro, and so have we. And it's been a lot of years since the Browns had this good a record. They're 7-3. The last time the Browns were 7-3 or better was 1994. Which is really hard to believe, and yet here they are. As someone who's not watching them every week like we are, what is your feelings on the Browns at this point in the season?
Oh, I'm not just saying this because of the audience I'm speaking to, but I like this team a lot. You know, you've got once you know for sure Chubb and Hunter back and fully healthy, you've got two of the best running backs, the best running back tandem perhaps in the game. Baker's doing good things at the quarterback position. I think Kevin Stefanski's system is a very good system for this group. And everything that we talked about last year with the Browns kind of seems to be coming to fruition this year. All the hype last year, Sunday night early for Cleveland, and then it never really panned out. This year, even without Odell Beckham Jr. down the stretch, this team, I mean, I know I say it, and maybe I say it and people go, don't say it, you'll jinx it, but that's a playoff team. And now it's just a matter of how good of a playoff seed can this Browns team get, in my opinion. The schedule is relatively favorable for them. And I think this Browns team has the potential to do something that we've not seen in Cleveland in a long time, and that's, you know, be a really good football team. And for a while, this is a team that is set up to continue this path for the next couple of years. So if you're a Browns fan, you've got a lot of reason to be excited right now. I like the squad.
Kevin, you said you've got Texans, Lions on Westwood tomorrow?
No, I'm the other one. I'm the Washington football team and the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh,
NFC East times for me.
Excuse me. Okay. Let's go there for a minute then, because the NFC East is just this kind of disaster, dumpster fire this season, and yet the Cowboys still have a chance to win that division. We saw our Brownies take on the Eagles this past weekend and got the job done. But what do you make of the NFC East? And you know, can the Cowboys win that division? Will they host a playoff game with six wins? I mean, is that possible?
It's 100% possible. I think it's look, six or seven wins is all you're going to need to win the NFC East this year, and seven you might win by two games. This division is, to put it mildly, a bit of a dumpster fire. But I will throw this out there. Don't sleep on the New York Giants right now. And I know that's the one team he didn't mention. I know Dallas and Washington, the battle of three and sevens on Thursday will give somebody a little bit of a leg up, at least as far as what kind of a leg you can get in that division. But the Giants have quietly put a couple of games together now. Daniel Jones is running the football almost as well as any quarterback in the league. And they're getting healthy. They're getting some guys back. This is a team that's slowly starting to round into shape. Now, you don't have to do a whole lot to round into shape in the NFC East. Again, like you said, six, maybe seven wins is all you're going to have to be able to host a playoff game. So while Dallas and Washington will get a lot of the pub tomorrow, and they will because they're playing on Thanksgiving, and now it's the last game of the day on Thanksgiving, don't sleep on the New York Giants, the team that might, and I say this knowing it's in 2020 that the NFC East could change everything in 5 minutes, but they might be right now the best team in what is not a very good division.
Here's the question. Like, if you're a team that wins that division, are you, as the GM of the team, like if I'm the GM of the Giants,
right,
do I want to win the division or do I want to have the sixth pick in the draft? Because if you win the winner of that division might end up, you know, based on standings as like the eighth, ninth, tenth pick. And yet they won't get that because they make the playoffs. It's going to drop them 12 picks, and they're going to get smoked in the first round.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I don't disagree with it. I mean, if you're looking ahead, every one of those teams has major flaws that can only be addressed through two ways, free agency and the draft.
That's right.
And if you win the NFC East, yeah, you get the playoff game. But you get a playoff game, and then that drops you to, what, 18th, 19th, somewhere in that draft order? That's a pretty big difference between 8 and 18.
Yeah.
And then the Giants have questions to answer. Are they leaning on Daniel Jones as their guy moving forward? Is he the guy that they look at as our franchise quarterback? Can they go ahead and stick with him? Because if you don't think he's your guy and you end up not winning the division, you're still not going to be in the position to get the top two quarterbacks in the draft. It's a difficult situation to be in. And I would imagine there's some, if you were to inject those guys at the top of the front office with truth serum, there'd be some sort of conflict as to whether or not they really want to win that division. They'll tell you publicly, of course we want to win. We want to win everything. We want to go to the playoffs. It's a new season when we get to the playoffs. But I don't know. The idea of your draft pick being better for what is going to be a flawed team, regardless of who wins that division, is pretty attractive.
All right, the doubleheader tomorrow on Westwood One, you can hear it right here on the Fan. No tripleheader because the Ravens Steelers moved to Sunday at 1:15, odd time there. But you can hear Kevin on the Washington Dallas game. That's tomorrow, right here on the Fan. Thanks, Kevin. We appreciate the time.
Good to be on. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.